Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Wednesday, the date is 17th day of the month of April, and the time is the Pawn Stars time. It is 6:10, and this is the time to take relax time. Put your feet on the coffee table, close your eyes, not if you're driving, and not if you're married. You have to keep one eye open. My name is Roy Peretz, and my team and me will try to make your next hour a happy one. So, who do we have here? First of all, we've got with us the fifth porn star. Say hi to Sasha Starr.
Hello.
How are you doing, Sashi?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, as long as I'm not going to get this flu. Like I said, that yesterday I was with your dad and with Avi, and I think if I'm going to get the flu, I'm going to kill them, both of them. So, yeah, other than this, I'm very happy. Who do we have more? He comes to us from the deep ends of Hyde Park. He's our coin antique and memorabilia expert. I want you to welcome the gentle giant, Eitan Nadler.
Hello everyone, and I will wish everyone a happy Pesach early.
What?
Happy Pesach. Yeah, happy shmepi, a lot of matzah bread. Yeah.
Happy peppy
Pesach. Yeah.
Yo, Pesach is not an easy holiday. I mean, if I could fast for 7 days, I would. I'd rather fast for 7 days than eat those cardboards. I promise you, I mean, gives you a...
I'd rather walk in the desert for 40 years than to have a seder for one night.
Nah, seder is okay, man. No, seder is nice, the food is not bad.
So, no, the food is great, but you don't eat.
It's the country.
What do you mean?
You eat after 4 hours, who got time to eat?
We do the commercial version.
Listen, it's not so horrible. You eat and enjoy it. It's what's come after you don't enjoy.
But in general,
it's okay.
Oh yeah, anyway. From 96 Anton Drive, running one of the most beautiful establishment ever. He is also our Swiss watch and diamond experts. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Hi, everybody. It's nice to be back. Thank you for having me.
Are you better? You're not spreading germs?
I'm a bit better, yeah. I'm getting
there. It's a germinator.
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 I'll be back.
Who do you have more? He's a decorated journalist, our blogger, and South Africa's best movie critic. I want you to say hi to Mr. Peter Feldman.
Thank you for the applause. It's nice to be back.
It's absolutamente a pleasure.
You're back.
Yeah. Mr. is more than doctor. Manier. Two doctors make you Mr. You know that?
Yes.
Mr. M-I-S-T-E-R.
The surgeon's named Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Exactly.
Master.
Who do we, Master. I'm going to tell you a joke about masters just
please,
now.
Please.
Yeah, from our Centon branch, Top Cash, in 96 Centon Drive, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry. I want you to welcome Nicole.
Hi. I don't think anybody can see me in the studio.
Why?
Because I'm hidden in the corner.
No, but the corner is good because you don't want to get married again.
No,
that's
why
corners, eh?
No, I do. I'm putting the word out. I'm looking for a husband.
Serious?
Yes.
All right.
I'm on the prowl.
As long as you're looking, is good.
She's a cougar,
Roy. Cougar?
No, you
mustn't use the term, I'm on the prowl.
I don't want to be a cougar.
Nikki,
what's a cougar? What's a cougar?
It's an older
cougar.
Woman who gets
young
in.
Young boys.
Yeah,
young boys?
I don't
yes.
want that.
Baby.
Ask your wife, Roy.
I'm going to ask my
By the way, Nikki, you forgot to say when they give the application, they need to give a statement of their bank account as well.
What do you mean?
Well, it will determine yes or no.
Oh. What are we going to talk today? So we've got movies with Peter Feldman. He's going to tell us about movies. Are we going to make some fun about your wife? I don't know. As long as you must lower the radio and you can put it only next to your ear. Or otherwise use, like I do at home, I use those AirPods. I use earphones so no one else can listen to what I'm listening to. So yes, you can do that and you can smile and your wife will say, Why are you laughing? You don't have to let her know. That's fine. We're here. Then,
When you're on the airplane, when you're flying, do you watch movies or do you listen to music or how do you spend your time or do you read?
If there's a nice blonde next to me, I try to talk to her.
Oh, good.
Yeah. If there's horrible, which normally happened to me, the horrible two,
big guys
on the other side, side, you know. I try to, I don't know.
Be friendly.
You know, Pete, what I don't understand, okay, in all these years now that I in South Africa and I fly to Israel and back, I never had luck for someone your size or Roy's size to sit next to me. I don't know. It's like me and the biggest other one in the aeroplane. Yeah, we both together.
Can't help it.
I don't know
next
how
time
it's
you fly to Israel, invite me like I'm sitting next to you.
Yeah, here you go.
Yeah,
yeah,
this is like having a person in the ashtray. It's nuts.
You know, I just want to talk today about, you know, Irish. Irish people are weird. It's very important part of the Irish people's life is death. You know,
death
is one of y'all. So you see in everywhere else in the world, if you die is the end of it. You're dead. They're dead. That's it. There's no, after that. But when an Irishman dies, they lay him up to watch him for a couple of days.
He doesn't get up again.
No, but they lay him up like this, like on a, you know, open casket and kind of thing. They call it a wake. And it's a big party. Everybody's, you know, joining the party and they're all having a whiskey and they're getting drunk and everything. And for the dead man, I mean, everything is on your account and you can't even join the party. Everybody comes through with a glass and to your health, you know, all drunken people, you know, that comes into your health. And yeah, anyway, that's
just
the way.
Looking to make sure he doesn't change his mind.
Yeah. They've got like weird, rituals, traditions and rituals. Yeah. So one of the rituals is that, Like a guy have like his last question that they have to answer truthfully. You know, it's like just his dying wish or his dying question that he has to answer truthfully. So anyway, there was this Irishman that is just about to die, and he says, you know, his name was Connor, and he had four boys. Three of them were beautiful, really good looking. The fourth one was really a small puny one, you know, with a weird looking squint. Really bad. Really, really like secondhand. Anyway, that guy was going to die, and she says to his wife, you know, it's my time to go. She says to him, okay, my dear, don't hold on now. Like, you can go. So she says to me, he says to her, my dear, this puny guy at the end of my bed standing next to my feet. I mean, all my life I was wondering, is he really my son? So she takes a deep breath and she says, yes, Connor, he's your son. Anyway, he dies. And she's taking a big breath. Said, thank God he didn't ask me about the other three.
Yeah. Why do they call it a wake, Roy?
God knows. God knows.
Wake up.
Telling you, the waiting maybe changes his mind.
Anyway, so what we want to do, because we're talking about nice things. I want to put a song before we're going to go to the movies, and we're going to have as well Sasha Starr's report. So it's going to be all great. So before we're going to have that, let's go to this. I don't know. I'm sure you remember that one. That's Silly Love Songs from Paul McCartney and Wings. I don't know if you remember that one, but they're one of the best. So guys, just listen to this. Short and nice. So there's this guy in the bar sitting and crying. Says the barman says to him, why are you crying? He says, about 4 months ago, my dad died. And so he says, I'm so sorry. He says, and 3 months ago, my mom died and left me $10,000. So, I'm so sorry. But a month ago, my uncle died. Oh, what's wrong? Everybody dies. And left me $2,000. So why are you still crying? He says, this month, nothing. Thank you for staying with us. You're listening to the Porn Stars Unplugged. The time is now 6:23, and we're here in the air-conditioned studio. Don't forget our numbers are 061-895-1019. So 061-895-1019. We're going to go to Peter just now that will tell us all about the movies. But you have to remember there will be a quiz at the end of his
chicha.
Yeah.
My review.
Yeah, review. So it's going to be, So whatever he's going to say, you're going to win for yourself, two double tickets. There's two double tickets to be won. And, don't forget the T's and C's. Peter will tell it to you later. But hold on 1 second. Let me put the movies. Yeah, the welcome thing for the movies. So we're not going to say that, that we keep you alone. Yeah, here you go.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set. Can we please have quiet on the set?
The movie review with Peter Felton. And Peter, what do we have this week?
Hi Roy, we've got four movies opening on, no, actually tomorrow, because Friday's a public holiday, Good Friday. The movie that I saw was Pet Sematary. Now, I'm a great fan of the Stephen King novels, his horror films and whatnot. And in 1989, they made a movie on Pet Sematary, and it wasn't very good. So now they've decided in this
year... To make another one.
Wow, Roy, you cannot believe... how bad this one is.
They learn from their mistake or
they
just
never learn from any
improve mistake. The mistakes.
You got intelligent people who are supposed to be smart doing stupid things.
I know a lot of those. You know, some of them sit even in government. I know that.
Yeah. Jason Clarke plays Dr. Louis, and he is from Boston, and he decides to buy some property out in Maine. So they take the property, they stay in the property, but they don't know. That at the end of the property, there's an Indian and Native American, I should say, burial ground. And the neighborhood, they bury all the animals there. But what they don't know is that these animals eventually come alive again. And this is what happens. And I must tell you, this movie just degenerates into a slash festival. The characters are crazy. They've reworked the narrative, Roy. There was some subtlety in the original, and the book was very good because you had the images. But now they've gone out for the jugular vein, and I must say, I really didn't enjoy this one. I couldn't wait for it to end.
Vampire movie.
It's something like that, but they use knives. They use knives. They don't use their mouths.
Cutthroat.
And yes, and so I'm all blaming that damn cat, because if they had let the cat die and bury it and forget about it, it would have been fine.
But
they buried it in that special cemetery and it came back. Ooh. And that was the cause of all the trouble. Let me tell you something now. So that was Pet Sematary.
Blame it on that damn cat.
Then there's an interesting South African movie. It's set in Chatsworth in Durban. And it's a follow-up to the Kandasamis, and they had Keeping Up with the Kandasamis in 2017, and it was a huge success in South Africa. It made over 2.5 million rand, which is quite a lot of money in certain terms. And now they've come up with The Wedding. And the two neighbors who are always bickering, the children have now fallen in love. And they get Jody and...
Romeo and Juliet.
That's right. And the mothers get involved in the wedding, setting it up. They're bickering, they're fighting. There are a lot of funny moments. And I quite enjoyed it. It was light relief. And that's what we need after watching Pet Sematary. You need some light relief. And this is great. It reflects the Indian community in Durban. You know, the beautiful jewelry, beautiful costumes, and they've taken certain elements of Durban, the beautiful coast, and they've got the Zimbali Estate. The wedding takes place there. So they've really captured all the different elements. And they've also got product placements, which a lot of the movies do. So you'll see a guy reading a certain newspaper, and at the end, there's an advert saying, read this newspaper.
So I understand from what you're saying, Pete, is make an evening out, go see Pet Sematary, and then go and revive yourself with this one.
Go and revive yourself with this one. Well, yeah.
It's a good evening out.
It's a good evening out. Then there's a Lebanese movie. Now, we don't often see Lebanese movies. This is called Capernaum. It's about a young boy of 9 who suffers at the hands of his parents. He is really abused. And eventually he gets older and he sues his parents for all the abuse. They say it's a major movie. It's had very good reviews. It was nominated for an Oscar in a foreign film some years ago. And that's finally being released in South Africa. It's called Capernaum. And then I'm going to see a movie after the show called Little. And it's a reversal of Big. Remember with Tom Hanks?
Yes.
He suddenly woke up and he was a little boy who became...
Yeah, it was his first big movie.
That's right. And this is a reversal. It's African-Americans in it. And it's about this Regina Hall.
Hmm?
Or Regina Hall, depends on how you say it. She is this bossy woman who sells tea. And everybody hates her. And eventually she goes to sleep and something happens. She wakes up and she's a 13-year-old little girl. But she's inside the body of a 13-year-old little girl and she's got to give a big demonstration. It's to get more sponsors and customers and whatever. And what happens? So this is what the movie is about. So there we've got Pet Sematary. And I'd like to ask our lovely listeners, it's from a book. Who is the author? Very easy. So, Roy,
yeah.
If you can get the answer.
061-895-1019 or SMS it to 34519. It will cost you $1.50. Say the question again.
Who wrote Pet Sematary? Very famous American horror writer.
Who wrote Pet Sematary?
And
guys,
spell his name correctly, book. Please. The book. Who wrote the book?
Yeah, it's
not
so
who wrote the movie. It's not
so
the same.
Simply, he wrote many books. He's amazing.
He's an amazing
author, and he wrote a lot of, including It.
It.
Yeah, so just, it's so simple, guys. His name is,
His name is so-and-so.
He's a king of writers.
Yeah, here you go. You got all the necessary stuff, so go for it, guys. So,
Can I just read the T's and C's?
Please. T's and C's.
This is a new Metro. They're giving us the tickets, and that's very nice of them because they have some of the best movie houses in the country. The vouchers are valid for 2D or 3D movies for regular and VIP cinemas, and this is a special arrangement we have with our show and Chai FM. Vouchers exclude Extreme and 4DX cinemas, as well as movies in their first week of release. So you can't see Pet Sematary, you can't see the Kandasamis, but you can see it next week. You cannot redeem it on the online. You've got to actually be there and give them the Mobi codes. And the winners need to present the vouchers as complimentary Mobi codes. And finally, the vouchers expire within 3 months. So you've got 3 months in which to use it. Thank you.
Go and see Pet Sematary.
All right. Yes. So after that, we'll come back to the story board after that. A marriage is like a walk in a park. Jurassic Park.
Two friends meet, so the one saying the other, don't ask my parrot. You remember my talking, loving parrot?
Yeah.
He died.
So
the friend said, what happened? Said, don't ask. Since I got married, he couldn't push a word into them.
You know, they say now, I now pronounce you man and wife. You may now change your Facebook status.
Star Report with Sasha Star.
So we're back with the Star Report, and what's happening, Sashi?
I think the big news of the day, really disappointing, is that Sam Smith has had to cancel his remaining two concerts in South Africa.
Didn't you watch his concert?
So I was very fortunate.
I got
to see him when he was in Joburg this past weekend. But he headed to Cape Town yesterday, and 45 minutes into the show he had to stop because his voice was under strain.
I thought he had load shedding.
No.
I thought Sasha was sneezing on him.
Biologic load shedding.
So
it was cancelled. He was very disappointed, and now, following the advice of medical practitioners, he's had to unfortunately cancel tomorrow's show and the day after.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what, it's so sad because I saw at his first show how blown away he was by his fans in South Africa. He had so much love for South Africa, for the people who were singing the songs back to him. And he was quite emotional. He kept tapping his chest where his heart is. So I think it had a profound effect on him. And I'm sure no one is more disappointed than he is. Well, I don't know. I'm sure many, many disappointed people that they aren't going to be seeing Sam Smith.
Tell me, I felt so disappointed. Last night, I went to sleep with my socks on. I was so disappointed, I'm telling you.
Sasha, you know...
If I knew who he was, I was even more. Yeah. Sorry?
A lot of these singers today, I don't know how to use their voices, and often they have problems.
Yeah.
Because after a concert, they lose their voice. Remember Freddie Mercury?
He
came out some years ago in the 80s. He also lost his voice.
And, did he? But he lost his voice from different reasons.
We won't go there, Roy.
No, we can't go there.
Yeah, Peter Wendell.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Go for it, Sashi.
Talking about people going places.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez has announced that she's going to Israel in August.
Oh, nice.
She's taking her world tour, It's My Party tour. And you know why it's called It's My Party?
Nope.
Because she turns 50 years old this year.
Ah, here you go. That's exactly ripe age for Liel.
Excuse me, did you saw her body, Mr. Perret?
I've seen her body.
You've seen her body.
A second-hand and 50-year-old.
Yeah. No, she looks unreal. Yeah. So Jennifer Lopez is going to hit the floor in Tel Aviv at Yarkon Park.
Esther is coming next month.
Exactly.
Ooh, Esther.
So
yeah. Who's Esther?
Madonna.
Madonna. Madonna is going to perform at Eurovision.
That's a Jewish name.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, alright. All right.
She's performing at Eurovision a month and a day from today at Norwich. I think it's, where is Eurovision taking
place?
Tel
Aviv.
Yes, but where? At Claus?
I don't know if it's in, I don't know exactly where it is.
I'll tell you what I did yesterday.
It's probably going to be in Park Condor.
I saw that they had released like the latest and last round of Eurovision tickets.
Okay.
So there was a link you could press and I thought, you know what? Let me just go and see. I want to see how much there are.
Yes.
So I click on it and it says, there are 5,871 people ahead of you.
Oh, wait.
22 minutes in the queue. And I was like, no. It never changed from 22
minutes. Did it give you a price?
I didn't even wait that long. I was like, I'm not going to be there. I'm not that interested. But it reminded me of when the World Cup was here.
But they're selling, you know they're selling. They're selling tickets to the...
the rehearsals.
To the rehearsals, to the semifinals.
Yes.
So a ticket to the final will cost you, I think, the cheapest one, about 1,000 shekel. The cheapest one.
No, I don't think much more.
No,
much,
I don't know if much more.
Well, I'll tell you someone who's not going. That's Roger Waters.
And me.
Because he doesn't even want Madonna to go. He says she must cancel.
Why? Because
her
of
performance.
Another anti-Semite.
Yeah, he's very, very, very anti-Israel. And, I mean, the man doesn't really realize this is Madonna. She adores Israel. She, mm-hmm. I think she has property there as well.
I don't know. She's been to my kibbutz.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Question is not if she's been there.
She went, her kids were very small. It was about 10 years ago when she had
She's got kids?
Sure. Madonna.
Yeah.
She's got three, kids here from,
she have her own kibbutz.
From Lesotho, David.
She doesn't have her own kids.
Malawi.
It's all
Malawi. He's from Malawi. She got quite a lot of kids. She got from Guy Ritchie. She got big
Lord
ones.
Lord and Rocco.
And David. Over 18. So I think that David came and someone else came and they came to the kibbutz and they took them to see the cows and everything.
Oh wow!
Yeah, my parents have pictures of them. Not that they didn't took it, but someone took it in the kibbutz.
And did they get to meet her?
Huh? No.
No?
There were like 20 people around and you can't get close to it.
So do you know what time has gone and done? They released their 100 most influential people for 2019.
Yes, Mohamed Salah is in there.
There's some very interesting names.
Mohamed Salah.
So we're going to... Okay, he's a
where is
100
it?
Most influential people in the world.
Really? Mohamed Salah is there?
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you the Hollywood people though, if that's okay. So we've got The Rock, who's also known as Dwayne Johnson.
He's on the way down, by the way, if you're reading all the things around him. Yeah, but let's continue.
Taylor Swift.
Another.
She's rumored to be releasing music later this month.
She's released from jail, yeah.
Regina King, who just won an Oscar. Chrissy Teigen. Shame, I think most people know her as John Legend's wife. But
what else is she?
You know, she's
John Legend's wife.
She has a cookbook. She hosted a television show. She's a model.
And she's John Legend's wife.
She's more famous than Niall. So, you know, she's got things going
come
for
on.
Her.
By the way, you said that Madonna is coming. You didn't say who else is sign up for the Eurovision this week.
Go on.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. But she's not singing. Although she can sing.
Mm.
There was like a tiny video. She was a mermaid or something.
It's amazing the way we care about people which have got nothing to do with us.
Okay, well, Leo keeps interrupting.
Sorry.
Lady Gaga's coming. Part of the Times list.
Okay.
Sandra Oh, Khalid, Richard Madden, and our very own Casa Semenya. She's on that list as well.
Is it she or, or he?
She.
Whatever
is
it is
on the list.
She's on the list.
It on
and finally, sure. I was one of the many fans that watched the first episode of the last season of Game of Thrones this week.
Yeah, but you were watching it live at like 3 o'clock.
No,
eh?
I didn't do
didn't
that.
Didn't you?
No,
well
I actually
done,
didn't.
Sashi.
Yeah, but people in America, it was a normal time for them, and I suppose Canada and all that, they all tuned in and they broke a record.
Yeah.
for HBO and for the series, because 17.4 million viewers tuned in for the episode, either on TV or online. And it's a record for a multimedia platform.
Is it?
So that's very impressive. And yeah, we're already one down and only five to go.
Yep.
Which is quite scary. Already
six of the season is gone.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I want to tell you that in Israel, they yes. had a YouTube video that one guy, just as soon as the episode is finished in the morning, sit and record himself calling all his friends and giving them spoilers. And
oh no!
The funny, but he didn't give them real spoilers. He's like saying, what? The two dragons are dead now. What are they gonna do? And all these kind of friends. But it's so funny. You hear the people. I'm never gonna talk to you again. You're dead to me. And the people are serious. That's the funniest video I saw. It's so funny.
You know what they used to do on camp.
One thing I want to know, my dear, listen to me. Before you finish here with the Star Report, I want to know if at the end, what happened with Benoni and Brad Pitt?
We're still waiting.
What are we waiting?
We're waiting for bread to come.
Leo, you must just admit that it was never a thing.
Why?
Because it was manufactured.
Apparently, for the last rumor, can I tell you?
Yes, please.
So.
And Roy's in the valley hearing the real rumors from Benoni.
From Benoni.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Let me tell you. You know, what's her name, Rachel from Friends?
Yes.
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt met in Benoni.
In Benoni?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next to Benoni Lake.
And I'll tell you the latest.
In the Protea Hotel there.
Yeah.
There's
Protea, there's Formula One.
No, there's a Protea Hotel there next to the lake, Benoni Lake. And let me tell you another thing. You know what you've done? Apparently, Brad was drinking Muria Fro and didn't work for him that well. Then she left him again. Muria Fro and Coke.
So then he wandered around and find Charlize Theron.
Oh,
sitting
you
in the
go.
Corner.
You see, we can organize.
Okay,
now you can finish now, Sashi.
Well, the latest with Brad Pitt is that he and Angelina are officially no longer married.
Why?
Ooh, so Angelina's free now.
Because we want to start this new chapter with Sherry.
And that's so terrible.
Thank you, Sashi. All right. So let's do. Let me tell you what we're going to do. So let's. I want to put a nice song. But where did you put my song? Where did you put my songs?
Can I give an advice to some men around?
To
in the meantime, you can look. A quick advice.
Yeah.
All these guys out there that are thinking about divorce. Okay. I would like to say, never be in a hurry to terminate.
In a hurry. Yeah.
In a hurry. Sorry. Yeah. To terminate a marriage. You may need this person to end your sentences.
I want you. Do you remember that song? Well, this is Elvis Presley for you, and it's a Heartbreak Hotel. Heartbreak Hotel. This is
the king.
Yeah, the king. Whew. Yeah, I mean, believe it or not, I don't know. I miss that. I really do. Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, I've got a lot of stuff to say, and part of the stuff that I have to say is to do with for instance, like, why do supermarket make the sick walk all the way to the back to get the prescriptions while healthy people can buy cigarette and in the front, right in the front? I mean, why? You tell me why.
How you want to push the smokers to the back of the line?
You go. So why do people order double cheeseburger, large fries, and Diet Coke? Well, I mean, why? I mean, why the Diet Coke?
Balancing.
Yeah, why do you see all the big people drinking Diet Coke? Why do banks leave the safes open and the chain the pens to the counter? Why? Why do we leave cars with millions of rands outside in the driveway and you got all the useless junk in the garage? Why? I'm just saying. I mean, really. And I mean, if you just wonder why the sun lightens your hair and darkens your skin. Why is that? Why?
Burn effect.
Yeah? What's that?
Burning effect.
You know, let me tell you a question. You know, we got all those psychics. Did you ever seen a headline saying psychic wins the lottery? Did you ever? All right. So
they have an oath, you know, like medics. never to use it for my own benefits.
Yeah. But they charge you $25, yeah. Why is abbreviated such a long word? Why?
Well, until you will finish it, you will not abbreviate anything.
Yeah, why is doctors and lawyers call what they do practice? Don't you feel a bit weird when they say practice?
Well, they practice on each one of the customers.
So why is lemon juice made with artificial flavoring and dishwashing liquid made with real lemon? Why? Why is the man who invests all your money, called a broker? Why? Why is the time of day when is the slowest traffic called rush hour? Why? Tell me, there's a proper question now. Why didn't Noah swat those two mosquitoes? Why? Here's another question, Nathan. You have to answer me. You're a medic in the army. Why do they sterilize the needle before a lethal injection? Why? Why do you need
to make sure that you will not die from infection?
That's what they want you to die, not to get sick.
Okay. Why, this indestructible black box they use on an aeroplane? Mm-hmm. Why don't they make the whole plane out of the same stuff?
That's a good one.
Another thing, and it's almost the last one, is why don't ship shrinks when it rains? Why? Yeah, and that's the last one now. If flying is so safe, why do they call the airport terminal?
All right.
Yeah.
I've got for you something, you know, that after 12 years in prison, a man at last succeeded to run away.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Well, he gets home like 15 hours later, you know, all exhausted and dirty, running and hiding from the police and this. The woman is waiting for him and saying, why it took you so long to get home?
You know, a robber robs the bank, gets all the money, and is about to leave. But just before, you ask the customer who is lying on the floor, say, have you seen who robbed the bank? He says, yes, sir. Says, the guy shot him straight in the head. Then he goes to another guy and says, you see who robbed the bank? He says, listen, I haven't, but my wife saw everything.
Details by details. You know, so a man asking his wife, where do you want to go for our anniversary? So the wife thinks and said, you know, I would like to go somewhere I've never been to. So he said very, very carefully and gently, how about the kitchen?
You know, that's so it says, honey, do you think I gained weight? No, I just think the room got really small. Yeah.
So on the first night of the honeymoon, husband, he have a problem and he doesn't know how to, you know, to approach the bride and whatever. His socks really, really, really smells. And the wife is, you know, have a problem because her mouth breath, it's really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
So the man telling the wife, baby, you know, now we married, I've got a confession. So as she drew closer to him, she say, darling, so do I. So he's asking, oh, I see that you met my socks already.
Listen, now we're going to stop. We've got beautiful, beautiful song to put on. There's something that I don't know if anybody can not like. I don't know anybody that doesn't like this song. So just relax, take a deep breath, and enjoy the piano, man. Don't tell me you don't like that one. I mean, this is really, really an amazing song. That was Billy Joel with the Piano Man. I don't know. That's one of the songs that really made me drunk.
Drunk and not for wine.
But I tell you, this is like, what, doesn't matter to what bar you go, wherever in the world, when you hear the Piano Man, it's like something else. What I want to say to you guys, so we're coming to the end of the show, and Eitan, do you have anything?
Yeah, I've got something.
Something nice. Oh, first of all, before we're gonna leave tonight, I'm wearing a red shirt, a Liverpool shirt. And before we're gonna leave, tonight, what time is the Liverpool game, Leo?
9 o'clock.
So 9 o'clock, there's a Liverpool against Porto at Porto. In Porto.
Please, not to call Roy between 9 and 10.
11.
9 and
11. Sorry. I'm not watching soccer. I'm not.
By next week, Wednesday, by Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, I think we're going to know who's going to be the next champion of England.
How's that?
Because Manchester City have a game against Manchester United on Wednesday. And after that, they have another...
I think it can be after the last game. But it can get after the last game. You know that.
Realistically, no. Realistically, it will finish after.
You know, if I was Klopp, I would go to Manchester and help Solskjaer train for the game, you know?
Solskjaer wish.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he wishes. So,
I went to a job interview and the interviewer asked me, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Probably my worst attribute is listening. Was it the right answer?
It's the right answer.
I don't know.
It was the right answer. So the man, and then his wife go to the doctor and the doctor asks him, do you share the same blood type group? The husband says, you know what? By now, she's been sucking my blood for 20 years. We better have the same blood type.
So this man going to a doctor, you know, for the early examination. And as the doctor doing the examination, the man saying, listen, I'm incapable of doing all the normal things I used to do around the house. So when the examination finished, so the man tell, well, in plain English, please tell me what's my problem. So he said, the doctor said, listen, you're just lazy. He said, uh-huh, I understand. Now give me the medical term so I can tell my wife.
Lazinosity. So they're driving the car and the father and the son driving the car and the son says, why all the cars, daddy, why are the cars beeping their horns? I said, he says, because there's a wedding going on. He says, but isn't a horn like a warning sign, daddy? He says, yes, exactly, son.
So this husband and wife went to a Chinese restaurant after they finished the meal. You know, you're getting all of these cookies.
Yeah.
So as they broke the fortune cookies, the wife said, the letter said, be quiet for a little while the man's one said, talk while you have a chance.
So anyway, there's a medical check. The guy is getting checked. So the examiner asking him, do you do any dangerous sports? He says, you know, well, sometimes I do talk back to my wife.
You know, so this woman running into the police station, crying. She said, my husband for days disappeared. I don't know where he is. Immediately
7 o'clock.
The launcher search, helicopter, everything, blah, 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 blah. She gave an interview on the just in case he kidnapped and they ask her, would you like to say something just in case he listened? Yes, please come home. My mother-in-law not coming.
Guys, plenty fun. And I wish for Liverpool to win and all good. And see you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. And
Goodbye, everybody.
So who's that? Who's that now? Now we're going to have that one, eh?